Hello and welcome to the On Record podcast. I'm your host, Ujwala.
The wait for COVID-19 vaccine may soon be over, and preparations are already underway for their storage and distribution.
India is getting vaccine ready. From Mumbai to Delhi, there are storage plans that are being readied, lists that are being made.
Well, breaking news that is just coming in. Pfizer has applied for emergency use authorization in India.
Definitely looks like the COVID vaccine is finally in sight.
Delhi is now gearing up to store vaccines for its citizens in quite a big way. A new cold chain storage
vaccine
facility is being created.
The most awaited news of the year 2020. After battling for months with the pandemic, where we lost over 16 lakh people worldwide and close to 1.5 lakh people in India alone, we are now closer to having a vaccine in the country. Vaccine candidates from Pfizer, AstraZeneca and Bharat Biotech are under consideration for emergency approval. And the Health Ministry has said a vaccine might be available anytime in January in the country.
जनवरी के महीने में भी कभी किसी भी स्टेज पे किसी भी सप्ताह में ऐसा समय आ सकता है जब हम भारत के लोगों को पहला जो वैक्सीन का शॉट है वो देने की स्थिति में आ जाए।
But delivering a vaccine to 130 crore people in India is a challenge. The first set of people who are going to get the vaccine would be healthcare workers, both in government and private sectors. Frontline workers, including personnel from police department, armed forces, and municipal workers, and high-risk groups, that is, people above 50 years of age and people below 50 years of age with comorbidities. Together, this set of 30 crore Indians would be getting the vaccine first. Over 1.5 lakh nurses and midwives will be deployed to give COVID vaccines to people. Final year doctor and nursing students will also be invited to volunteer under the program. India runs one of the largest immunization program in the world, where over 2 crore newborns and close to 3 crore pregnant women are vaccinated every year. The government plans to strengthen this immunization program to reach 30 crore people in the first stage and later expand it to the entire population. Also, as COVID vaccines are 2 doses, which has to be taken 28 days apart, we will require a lot of manpower to deliver the vaccine and monitor beneficiaries.
The implementation of any program is a huge challenge in countries like India.
Dr. Vineet Kumar is a scientist at the National Institute of Epidemiology.
We have learned many things with COVID vaccine and some other vaccination program. That concept can be implemented this time also. So that program we can adopt this time and we'll be able to deliver for our people. But of course, we may face challenge because of huge population and huge diversity. And not in terms of only geographical diversity. Cultural and social diversity also we are having.
Another big challenge in delivering the vaccine is creating a cold chain network for storing and distributing vaccine, as most vaccines available in the market need to be stored in cold temperature. Pfizer's vaccine need to be stored between minus 60 to minus 90 degrees Celsius, whereas AstraZeneca's vaccine need to be stored between 2 to 8 degrees Celsius. The Health Ministry is planning to use the already existing 29,000 cold storage facilities to stock the vaccine, and they are planning to procure more in the coming days.
28,000-29,000 जो है ये cold chain के points हैं, और इसके ऊपर 86,000 से ज़्यादा हमारे जो है cold chain के equipments के points हैं जहाँ ये सब उपलब्ध है. सारे देश की हमने states के साथ मिलकर वैक्सीनेशन देने के लिए जो रिक्वायरमेंट्स हैं चीज़ों की कोल्ड चेन के लिए, वैक्सीन कैरियर्स हैं, मान लीजिए डीप फ्रीज़र्स हैं, मोबाइल वैंस हैं, रेफ्रिजरेटर्स हैं, कितने हमारे पास हैं और कितनों की मान लीजिए और ज़रूरत हो सकती है, वो सब के प्रोक्योरमेंट प्रोसेसेस भी चल चुके हैं, शुरू हो चुके हैं.
Pfizer and AstraZeneca are among the major companies which have successfully developed a vaccine. The indigenous Bharat Biotech's vaccine is in the third phase of clinical trial and the results are awaited. So comparing Pfizer over AstraZeneca, we see that both the vaccines require two doses. Pfizer's vaccine has shown 95% effectiveness in trials and AstraZeneca's vaccine is over 62% effective. The Pfizer's vaccine is comparatively difficult to be stored and moved as the vaccine must be kept between minus 60 to minus 90 degrees Celsius, while AstraZeneca's vaccine need to be stored between 2 to 8 degrees Celsius. And about the cost, Pfizer's vaccine is estimated to be around $20, that is close to 1,500 rupees per dose, while AstraZeneca is comparatively cheaper at $4, that is almost 300 rupees per dose. Few states like Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Madhya Pradesh have said that the vaccine would be given to its people free of cost. As we discuss about vaccines and breathe a sigh of relief, a new variant of the coronavirus has been identified in UK and South Africa. Researchers say mutation of virus is common and this was expected. They have found the new variant is about 70% more infectious. But there is no evidence at the moment to say the new variant is more harmful to us. Addressing the concerns around the new strand of the virus, Dr. Tedros, the Director General of World Health Organization, said,
"In the past few days, there have been reports of new variants of the COVID-19 virus in South Africa and the United Kingdom. Viruses mutate over time. That's natural and expected. The UK has reported that this new variant transmits more easily, but there is no evidence so far that it's more likely to cause severe disease or mortality."
As experts continue to study the new strand, they say the available vaccine will be effective against mutations. And they have cautioned the public to strictly follow the COVID-19 protocols. Even with the arrival of vaccine, it will take some time for everyone to get vaccinated. How long? We don't know. But till then, wear masks and practice social distancing.
Corona is among us. Corona has not gone. Okay. So maybe testing pattern is changed, but Corona is its full extent. So of course we should keep distance and we should keep mask, we should wear mask and all the instruction already government has notified till there's some any foolproof vaccine or medicine has not come. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the On Record podcast. Our next episode will be out in a week. You can connect with us on Twitter @OnRecordPodcasts. We'll be back soon.